All right, the White House Easter egg roll began in 1878 when President Rutherford B. Hayes and his wife Lucy hosted the first official Easter egg roll on the White House lawn, and it has been a tradition ever since. This year's roll happens this Monday, April 21st, and to give us all the details is White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly. Anna, welcome in. How are you?
Thank you so much, Dave. I am great. So excited for this Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say, every day, though, for you must be a busy day at the White House. Your bosses, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, it must be exciting and really a 24/7 job, isn't it?
It truly is. And, you know, the Easter egg roll is a really great testament to what a family-friendly and pro-family administration this president is running. Of course, you may know Caroline Leavitt is a new mom. We have a lot of new parents here at the White House. The president, of course, is a proud father, a proud grandfather. And so it's truly an honor every day to be serving the American people and to be part of this really great team.
What does a typical day look like for you, Anna?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are working long hours here. Of course, the president is known for his busy schedule. So we're just trying to keep up all day. As staff, he is just going. I mean, he is in the leaves the residence and is in the Oval Office pretty early. And then last night, he had a totally packed day with meetings. Today, he is meeting with the Italian Prime Minister Meloni. Last night, he had a whole Easter dinner to celebrate Holy Week. So he is just going. We are just trying to keep up and do everything we can to advance his agenda on behalf of the American people.
Well, let's talk a little history about the White House Easter egg roll. I know it started really on the lawns of Congress. They didn't like it damaging the lawns. It finally moved to the White House, right?
It did, yes. So the tradition actually began. It's the oldest event held at the White House. And as you mentioned, it dates back all the way to 1878. And you're right, it was banned. It happened after children were banned from rolling eggs on the Capitol grounds. So instead, they were welcomed to the White House South Lawn, and it started a really wonderful tradition where we're able to bring in members of the public, celebrate families, and really have a wonderful special event here every year.
I know it took a break a little bit, like most things did in World War One, World War II. President Eisenhower reinstated the tradition in 1953. And I know, you know, we're starting to come out of an egg shortage, but you have some, it's not going to deter the activities on Monday. You have some great suppliers involved this year as well.
That's true. And a big part of it, as you mentioned, it's you know, celebrating America's farmers, right? So we're going to have around 30,000 eggs. They're donated by America's farmers, and these aren't eggs that you would normally see in the grocery store. They're small or medium eggs, so they wouldn't normally be on the shelf. But, you know, what is Easter without real eggs? This is supporting farmers. It's celebrating America's agriculture industry while really creating a lot of good, great activities and fun for America's children, which, as you know, is a huge passion for the First Lady.
30,000 eggs. Does this go all day to find every egg? My gosh.
Oh, yeah, they've got shifts, and it's just, and by the way, a fun stat, there are nearly 9 million dozen eggs sold at grocers every year. So this is just a small portion, but yes, there will be shifts throughout the day. There will be members of the public coming in to enjoy various activities. We have a lot of really special things that this First Lady has planned that are close to her heart, a Be Best Military Card writing station supporting our troops. A hen to home activity, so celebrating America's farmers once again. So it'll be the same really special family-friendly event that Americans have come to know and love and admire over the years with some personal touches for our wonderful First Lady.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, this is an American tradition to have the First Lady and her office take the lead on all this. Both the President and the First Lady will, of course, be there on Monday, but this is all about the First Lady, correct?
Well, yeah, the First Lady, as you mentioned, she historically coordinates the event. She oversees all of it. And it's also a collaborative effort. So it's her office, it's the National Park Service, it's White House staff, Secret Service. So it's truly a collaborative effort, really across many components of the administration to put on a great event every year for the 30,000 people who are going to be on the South Lawn on Monday.
I was going to say, there's going to be thousands of families, but you do take a focus on our military and veteran families to attend this event annually. And I think that's really amazing.
It's true. And you know, of course, this president is incredibly passionate about our active duty service members, our veterans. And so there really is a concerted effort to really honor those families. Like I said, we have a military card writing station. So children are going to write really encouraging messages to our troops around the world. And it's going to be an all American event honoring American military members. We'll have the Marine Band, the Army Band, Navy Band, pretty much every band across the armed services. So you're exactly right. We'll be celebrating our really incredible troops, our brave active duty service members, while simultaneously creating a lot of great activities for children.
And if families want to participate next year, you know, you can do that. It's all through a lottery, correct?
That's true. Yep. So I would find your Congress member. So you can go to house.gov, find your member of Congress if you're not already tracking who that person is. And they will every year set up a lottery. So you apply through your congressman and they'll put your name in to hopefully participate. It's a great event every year, and I certainly encourage folks to participate.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly. Thank you, Anna. Please wish the President and First Lady a happy Easter from us here at WGN Radio, and happy Easter to you and your friends and family as well.
I sure will. Thanks, Dave. Happy Easter.